Parashat Mishpatim in Perek Chav Gimal Pasuk Het, the Torah says Veshohad Lo Tikach. Torah warns the judges not to take bribes. Ki Yashohad Ya'avir Pekhim, because bribery is able to blind the or cloud the wisdom of smart people. Visalif Tivris Sadiqim, and it's able to warp or bend the words of the tzaddikim, the words of the righteous. The next pasuk says, "Vegir lo tilchatz," do not oppress the convert. "Ve'atem yedartem et nefesh ager," because you know what it means to be a ger. "Ki girim yitem be'eretz Mitzrayim," because after all, you were converts in the land of Egypt yourself. You were strangers. You didn't belong. So you know what it means to not fit. And therefore, you should have compassion on the ger. I once heard the connection between these two pesukim. What is the connection between not taking bribery and having compassion on the ger, having compassion on the stranger, on the convert? I heard an explanation that bribery is not limited to judges, to only judges. But every person does receive a certain amount of bribery, and it's not necessarily monetary bribery either. A person is bribed by the situations that he experienced in his life. His experiences cause him to react a certain way and to think a certain way based on things that happened to him. And therefore the Torah is telling us, "Veshohad lo tikach," we cannot let our experiences cause us to react in a non-objective way. For example, the Torah says, "Veger lo tilchatz," do not be tough on the newcomer. Do not be tough on the stranger. Why? "Ve'atem yedartem et nefesh ager," because you know what a ger is. The Torah is telling us, since you were a ger yourself in Egypt, you're tainted already. You're bribed by that situation. How? There's a tendency that a person might say, "Hey, listen, I was a ger myself. I went through difficulties and I made it myself. So this guy will, he'll also be able to manage." Sometimes the situations that we experience harden us. They make us coarse. It's like if a person loses a job. So the Torah would tell us, obviously, have mercy on the guy. Try to find him a job. But let's say you yourself lost your employment. So now already it's possible that that situation could cause you to be hard on that guy. Because you might say, "Well, is he the first guy that ever lost his job? I also lost my job. And I went and I found another job. He'll also find it." But you have an immigrant that moves to the new town. So somebody else that was an immigrant might say, "What do you have to give him all these entitlements for? What do we have to give him all these things for? I came to Ellis Island in the 1900s. Nobody gave me anything. I managed myself." So sometimes the experiences that we have, we're bribed by them. And then it causes us to be tough on the next guy that's also sharing the same experience. So the Torah is telling us, "Veshohad lo tikach." Don't take shohad. Don't be bribed by the experience. And what's the classic example? The ger lo tilhatz. Do not be tough. Do not oppress the ger. Why should you oppress the ger? Because ki girim yitem be'eretz Mitzrayim. So you might have a tendency through your experiences to be tough on the ger, because you could say, "I was a ger for 210 years. Nobody looked at me. Nobody cared for me, but I did it myself." And therefore, let him manage on his own. And therefore, the Torah is giving you back-to-back the restriction of being bribed, and then an example of how it could manifest. So you see, even if you're not a judge, we're not allowed to become tainted by the experiences of life.